I know I'm only going to be able to touch the surface of learning to feel safe again, but I know this is one that's really close to many of us. If you have come from such a maybe hard home where you witnessed a lot of things, or you went through high school being bullied, or you had a really hard time in college, or just the people that you maybe dated, or just whatever it is, no matter what it looked like, there may be a time in your life where you lost that sense of safety, and maybe you feel yourself feeling anxious, numb, disconnected. This episode's for you. Today, I'm just gonna briefly, as much as I can, talk about, you know, why trauma or chronic stress can just make us feel unsafe inside and with ourselves, and how with God's help we can begin to just rebuild. And I want you to know it's possible to feel safe again. It's gonna take time to feel safe again, but it's not something that is out of reach. So let's get into it. Sometimes I like to say that I think I came out of my mother's womb in fight or flight, you know, witnessing the things that I saw growing up between my mom and my dad, and then the things that I allowed in my own relationships, and even just the things I did to my own body of, you know, over-exercising, under-eating, not resting, just a lot of, you know, making myself an idol, making other people an idol, men, anywhere I could just find any kind of love or peace or safety. And even with my work, you know, just throwing myself into my work, I think just really put me into this place of survival. And that's really what I was doing. And I think probably when I got married was the first time that I really felt safe. My husband was safe. He is safe. And it was when my body really started to talk to me and was like, we can start dealing with some of the things that you have been putting off. And it came out in layers. And I think it still comes out in layers. But I knew that being restored to safety and feeling safe with God, it was possible. So I want you to know that whether it's trauma, ongoing stress, just maybe emotional neglect that you felt, spiritual wounds, things that have hurt you, we've kind of grew up to believe that emotions are dangerous, our body isn't trustworthy, or that God is distant or disappointed. I think we learn this through our pain, but we also learn this depending on the narratives that we've heard in church too about emotions and in our bodies and things like that. But when we're looking at this from just a nervous system perspective, it's your body's in survival mode. Your body is constantly scanning for danger, even when none is present. And that's why you might feel jumpy, maybe more alert or just aware or easily overwhelmed. I remember where my husband would say, hey, like you shut down again. And I didn't really realize that, but I would get maybe triggered by a comment, which would trigger a belief that I was carrying and this pain point I was carrying. And I would just completely shut down. Like when I say shut down, meaning like disengage, you know, wanting to leave, not talk, my whole body language would change. And so maybe you shut down, emotionally feel numb, or you struggle to connect with God even when you want to. And I think one of the, you know, scriptures we hear often is Psalm 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And I think that one's even hard for us sometimes because God in our broken heart can feel kind of distant. You know, I mean, scripture is telling us that he's close to us, but sometimes it's really hard and our pain will kind of try to distance us from that. But we have to go back to that fact, because it's a fact that God isn't far when we're dysregulated. He's near, you know? And so feeling safe, this is something when I'm working with my one-on-one coaching clients, it takes time. And it comes in little like waves, and it takes practical application and things to happen for you to start to trust people, right? Because safety is the fruit of trust. And And if you've ever wrestled with feeling safe or trusting people or, you know, kind of walking through that process, I'd love for you to just book a free 20-minute consult. Go to the link in my show notes. Go ahead and click on that. Pick a time and let's talk so that you don't have to feel stuck here anymore. But I think sometimes Christians are just taught to ignore their bodies, but like our body is a part of us. It's who we are. It's how God wired us to experience Him in this world. So Jesus Himself had a body. He felt physical pain. He needed rest and He practiced stillness. So to feel safe in our bodies again, you know, some of the things that we can do is place a hand over your heart or your stomach. We can breathe. I know we probably hear this all the time, but really breathing in your nose and exhaling. You can practice saying, you know, God, you are here with an inhale and exhale. You can say, I am safe with you. But it's really about grounding your nervous system. And it reminds your body that I'm not in danger right now. I'm cared for. Something else is the other part is feeling safe in your mind. So when thoughts spiral, it can make you, your mind kind of feel like the enemy or like you're at war with yourself. But I the thing I love about how God created us is that our body, it's always trying to protect us. But sometimes it just doesn't realize that it's just stuck in old survival patterns. And the way that the brain learns is through repetition and connection. So new patterns form when we give that opportunity to slow down, notice our thoughts, and meet them with truth. It's why it's 2 Corinthians 10:5 is so important. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So it's not, we're not shaming ourselves. We're just getting curious. And we're going to lead them gently back to the truth. So sometimes it's reframing. Instead of saying, I can't handle this, we can say, this feels hard and I know I'm not alone. So-and-so is with me. God is with me. Sometimes it can be simple as reframing, not always easy, but simple. And this is a form of renewing your mind in the moment. I always like to say when we slow down, we notice our thoughts, when we're conscious of our thoughts, of really what we're believing, it gives us that opportunity to kind of form our thoughts. It's like Play-Doh. That's what I like to say. It's this opportunity to form it because now you can direct it and tell it where to go. And the last thing is feeling safe with God. And this is, I think, the hardest part and something I can't even really get into, that sometimes it takes sessions with my clients to reframe their theology around God and who He is based on what people have done, because so much of what we experience can distort how we see God, which then makes Him feel not safe because people haven't felt safe, right? So there's been maybe authority figures in our life or our friendships or family or people that were supposed to love us that were harsh and absent and manipulative. And so we might intellectually believe that God is good. Like we might know it, but in our hearts, we still feel distant or guarded. Romans 8:15 says, the spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. So God isn't going to force you into closeness. It's just, I always like to say it's an invitation. He wants you to come as you are, not as you think you should be. So just feeling safe again, something about picturing, imagination. So picture Jesus walking with you right now where you are. No expectations, just presence, patience, peace, because that's what He has to offer. So if I'm going to recap, 3 ways to rebuild safety. If we're going to feel safe again in our body, I like to tell my clients it's about coming home to your body. And there could be a lot of different things preventing you from coming home, but slow breathing, physical grounding, getting outside, putting your feet in the ground. I try to do that most mornings when I can, getting the morning sunlight, feeling safe in your mind, notice and reframe anxious thoughts with God's truth. To feel safe with God, we have to allow time, space, and honest connection without pressure. Because healing isn't instant, but I know it's possible. You don't have to be fully healed to be fully loved. Again, You do not have to be fully healed to be fully loved. And I think some of the hardest things is just letting God meet you where you are and just being honest with him. Like, where are you? What are you struggling with? What is keeping you from that trusting? Because again, safety is a fruit of trust. When we feel like we can trust people, we can feel safe with them. You're not going to take advice from somebody you don't trust, right? So this is very important in the process. So maybe to rebuild that safety, it's also about rebuilding that trust with somebody, rebuilding the trust with your body, rebuilding the trust with your mind and with God, and recognizing the root of what broke the trust, what is causing you to not feel safe. Again, there's a lot of other ways to go about this, but these are just some more practical examples for today's episode. But to really feel safe, again, I need you to know that this is going to take time, but most importantly, it will take practice. It's going to take you being involved in the process. I just want to say thank you for joining me today. And if this episode helped you, share it with a friend who needs encouragement or just some reminders too, or just leave a review. Until next week, practice being kind to yourself. Stay curious with your thoughts and stay connected to the God who can make you feel safe again. You're not alone and you are already loved. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.